Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's all right if you love me. It's all right if you don't.
Great, great Tom Petty brings back.
I'm not.
You'll never seem right saying that.
Away,
late, great Tom Petty. I'm Jim Blessing, and 23 after the hour. Not late. Still working on great. I'm glad you're here. I'm responsible for this mayhem. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, the new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. His book is called Personal Brilliance, and we continue to find little nuggets of gold inside this book, folks, and I encourage you to check it out. Jim, I need your website too, please.
And it's C-A-N-T-E-R-U-C-C-I, jimcantarucci.com.
With two CCs on the end there, folks, jimcantarucci.com. Uh-huh. They can find your blog there, too. Outstanding blog there, by the way. So I encourage you.
Yeah, new stuff all the time, so come visit.
We're talking about adding new things. Basically, you live in a world of change. Your day is full of change, but as you're changing things, you're having every day almost we're having to add something new. We talked about that in the previous segment, Jim. We know it's non-negotiable. How do we do it? How do we pull this off? What are the nuts and bolts?
Yeah, Jim, you and I were talking earlier, and guys, the best thing about being a guest is you get to talk to Jim Blasingame off air. We were talking about the idea of some of the best leaders you see have that clean desk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just organized. And here's the trick.
I hate those guys.
While they're doing their regular work, they're weaving in these new activity type things, mm-hmm. right? You're already checking status. You're already having one-on-one conversations with people. You're already having staff meetings. You're already meeting with customers and your top salespeople who are then meeting with those customers. You're already solving problems. So the trick is pull out your calendar. Look at the activities that you have going on already. Look at the time you're spending walking the floor. And weave in those new initiatives. And what I mean by that is, rather than calling a meeting and saying, let's talk about the new way we're doing X, Y, or Z, stop somebody and ask them a question. How's it going? How are you doing on X? How are you doing on Y? By weaving into the natural fiber of your business the new thing, what you're doing is actually contributing to the integration of the new thing, as opposed to making it this distinct big thing where we're launching this new initiative, right? It literally weaves into the fiber of your organization even better. And you're managing your time as well.
When you have your weekly – I got two questions for you. When you have your weekly meeting with your team – what about having it such that you say, okay, what are we doing new this week? In other words, don't act like, okay, here's something new we're doing. Actually schedule it. And if you don't have one, have somebody else in the meeting say, and say, okay, what's our new thing to do this week? What's our new thing to accomplish this week? And if somebody brings something up that was not new, you say, nope. That's old. We've been working on that for 6 months. You can't count that. What's new? What's the new thing we're going to add and get good at this week? What about that?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. I definitely do that. You know, what's our innovation this week? What did we innovate? What are you working on? What did you bring?
My next question is, what do you say to people when they say, okay, you want me to add something new? What do you want me to drop off so I can add that? What do you say to those people?
Yeah, that's where you get creative. And the worst question that an employee can bring to you is, well, then tell me the priority.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that
question comes from the really good people who would take a bullet for you. You know what I mean? Sometimes it can get like that, can't it?
Yeah, and when I say it's the worst question, What I mean is it's just the tap on the shoulder that says, wow, we have more work to do. We didn't prepare properly. We didn't prepare the thinking properly. Because what that says is we don't understand the big picture well enough for the individual to be able to reprioritize.
Don't we also
go ahead, it's okay to help with that, need to help with that. That's fine. But
don't we also need to say, okay, what are we adding this week? And what are we going to get rid of? What are we doing that we don't have to do anymore? Shouldn't there be an onboarding and an offboarding process as well?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think the other thing to consider is when we're adding something new, that means we're going to be doing things differently. And so as we do things differently, there's a different perspective. And maybe we it's not as a matter of offboarding it completely, but since we're doing it differently, it's not as big of an impact, right?
Well, like a customer. And guys, we're adding a new customer today. Well, how are we going to take care of a new customer? We're already overloaded. Well, that's because we just fired ABC. They won't let us make enough money. So we're getting rid of them, but we're bringing this new customer on. Could be like that, right?
Right. Some things go without being said, and they need to be said sometimes, right? It alleviates the pressure. But also, it's simply asking questions like, okay, we're doing this new thing, right? We know we're doing this new thing. We're talking about final production numbers for the week. We might ask the question as a leader, how did the new thing we're doing contribute to production this week? It's just an opportunity to bring that up again, right? So it reinforces. That's what we're talking about.
Jim Cantarucci with two C's on the end there. JimCantarucci.com. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Love to be there. Happy holidays, everybody.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.